This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Rajasthan and is about to lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth 1,22,100 crore rupees. In line with his commitment to transform India's power sector, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of Anu Shakti Vidyut Nigam Limited's Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project, worth around 42,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister has said that despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. Inaugurating Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida this morning, Mr. Modi said, "Disruptions do not distract the country. Instead, the country finds new directions and new opportunities within those circumstances." He said amidst these disruptions, today India is strengthening the foundation for the coming decades, and in this lies the country's resolve, the mantra of Atmanirbhar Bharat.
दुनिया में हो रही डिसरप्शन और अनसर्टेनिटी के बावजूद भारत की ग्रोथ आकर्षक है. डिसरप्शन हमें भटकाते नहीं, लेकिन हम उस परिस्थिति में से नई डायरेक्शन खोजते हैं, नई डायरेक्शन का मौका ढूंढते हैं. इसलिए इन डिसरप्शन के बीच आज भारत आने वाले दशकों की नींव मजबूत कर रहा है, और इसमें भी हमारा संकल्प है, हमारा मंत्र है, आत्मनिर्भर भारत.
The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on Make in India and aims to make chips to ships in the country. Mr. Modi said India has created open platforms like UPI, Aadhaar, DigiLocker, ONDC, which are taking everyone along and giving opportunities to everyone. Mr. Modi said today, through the government e-marketplace or GeM portal, around 25 lakh sellers and service providers are providing supplies to the government. BJP today appointed Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan as the party's election in charge for the upcoming Bihar Assembly polls. Party also appointed Union Minister C.R. Patil and Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya as co-in charge for the election. BJP's National Vice President Bejayant Panda has been appointed as the election in charge and Union Minister Muridhar Mohol as co-in charge for Tamil Nadu Assembly polls. For the West Bengal Assembly election, BJP appointed Union Minister Bhupinder Yadav as in charge and party MP Biplab Kumar Deb as co-in charge. India has carried out the successful launch of the intermediate range Agni Prime missile from a rail-based mobile launcher system. This next-generation missile is designed to cover a range of up to 2,000 kilometers and is equipped with various advanced features. The first-of-its-kind launch carried out from specially designed rail-based mobile launcher, which can move on the rail network without any preconditions, allowing the user to have a cross-country mobility and launch within a short reaction time with reduced visibility. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Strategic Forces Command, SFC, and the Armed Forces on the successful test of the intermediate-range Agni Prime missile. In Leh, the situation is under control and no untoward incident has been reported since morning. Businesses and educational institutions are closed owing to imposition of restrictions. Traffic is off the roads and restrictions on the movement of vehicles are in place at various locations. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, chaired a high-level security review meeting to assess the emerging situation across Ladakh, emphasizing the need for heightened vigilance, seamless inter-agency coordination, and proactive measures to safeguard peace, security, and public order across the UT. And Israel continues the ground offensive in Gaza as more than 80 Palestinians were killed by an Israeli strike across Gaza Strip yesterday. The strike hit a building and tents sheltering displaced families in Gaza's central Daraj neighborhood. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has officially filed a complaint against Pakistani cricketers Sahibzada Farhan and Haris Rauf for their inappropriate actions during Asia Cup Super 4 encounter on September 21. And that is the end of this news bulletin.